Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's World Poetry Day. Tony, you got one for us?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Roses are red, and oh, how I'm praying to see your dear Bulls fall into the play-in.
Yeah, that's likely. Let me ask you this. Where are the New York Knicks? Where are they? Where are the Knicks? Huh?
They stink. How many years do we have to go back and forth on how terrible they are? Now, not only do they stink now, they're not a great franchise. They're not important to the league. It's been a long time. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Matt Ryan heads to Indy. The Browns make a huge commitment to Deshaun Watson, and multiple baseball stars switch teams. But we begin today with the NCAA tournament. We are down to 16 teams, including three number one seeds, two number twos, two number threes, and three number fours. Wilbon, have things become any clearer to you after two rounds?
No, Tony, nothing's become clearer. I mean, there's some impressions, you know, like just off the top of my head. And, it's tough to see Illinois lose like that after a close game for like 36 minutes. And then Houston just sort of slapped them. And I'm like, Houston, really a five seed? Really? Like, they're not better than that? Were they underseeded? And you have impressions about various teams. The Arizona game, man, they had to get off the mat because it looked like that number one seed was going out. You know, I'm trying to still figure out Duke. Is it just a collection of really talented individuals? Or after sort of having themselves knocked around in the ACC tournament final, has Coach K got them ready for a run, particularly in his hometown of Chicago this weekend, Thursday, Sunday? So I have impressions, Tony, but nothing jumps out at me to say, okay, here's the new shape of the tournament. This is the direction we're going.
So I would say that I think a little bit more highly of the seeding committee than maybe you do, because 10 of the final 16 are where they ought to be, top four teams. And four of the other teams that are in this thing are from major conferences, and they play tough schedules, and they are good teams. What jumped out at me are conferences, and I'll do this because I know the Big Ten means a lot to you. They stink. They had nine teams in and seven went out the first weekend, and the two that survived, good teams, Michigan and Purdue, were neither the conference champion or the tournament champion. The SEC, which I thought for a while was the best conference in the country, they stunk as well. Only one team out of six is still in it, and that's a four seed. Arkansas, you don't really think of them as a great basketball school. On the flip side, the ACC, who both of us thought wasn't very good, they got three teams in, I think, out of a total of five. And Carolina beat a one in Baylor, and Miami beat a two in Auburn. And as you say, I'm now beginning to think that Duke has a chance. And I did not think that for the last couple of weeks.
By the way, Miami shouldn't have been a 10 seed. Was a Miami a 10 seed? Come on. You think a lot of the seeding, about the committee. What is that?
Iowa State shouldn't be an 11, and that conference is good. The Big 12, better than I thought. They got Texas Tech and Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State last year. You know what their record was? They were 2-22 last year. Terrible. They brought in a guy, T.J. Axelberger, who I wouldn't know if he came into the house and said, hi, I'm T.J. Axelberger. And all of a sudden, they're a good team. I'll tell you what I think overall, Mike. And I wanted Tennessee, and I got beat on Tennessee. And the Michigan-Tennessee game was about the best game that I saw. I think Gonzaga has a chance. And the reason I say that, and even though they were pushed by Memphis. They were pushed by Memphis. And as you said, Arizona pushed by TCU. There's no great team out there. Mike, honestly, other than St. Peter's, who we know is not going to win this thing, any of the remaining 15 would not be a stunner to me. Any of them.
You know who I like again? Villanova. All right? Because that coach who we like very much knows what he's doing. They won in 16 and 18, knows how to get a team ready for the tournament. We talk about all these other people. Kelvin Sampson, how about him? All right, how about Houston? I mean, nobody talks about him anymore. And yes, I know the undoing was his undoing and at his own
He's hand. A good coach.
But a lot of he's still a terrific coach. And that team can defend, and they can win.
I'm
going to
add one thing on Villanova. One thing on Villanova. If it's a close game with 5 minutes to go, you're going to lose because they are the best free throw shooting team in the country.
Yeah.
That's where they'll beat you.
You know, I will say this, Tony. I know you and I started off the tournament both saying, it's all right. We're not as excited as we have been for the last 70 years. But you know what? Once we got into it, the games were good. There were some compelling storylines. And, it's all right.
Yep.
Better than all right. Let's move to the NFL and the Cleveland Browns going all in on Deshaun Watson. Watson has been accused, of course, still of sexual misconduct by 22 massage therapists. He was not charged criminally, but still faces civil suits and a possible NFL suspension. That didn't stop the Browns from trading three number ones, a third and a fourth for him, and then signing him to a five-year deal for a league record guaranteed $230 million. Tom, what are your thoughts on what the Browns are doing?
So I'm going to go slow here. You know, I don't want to rush and scream and yell and anything like that. Deshaun Watson is a wonderful, talented quarterback. Everybody will tell you that. I don't know about his availability for this year. I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know how, if you're Cleveland, you sell Deshaun Watson to the people of Cleveland, particularly the women of Cleveland. As you say, I don't know when he suddenly became non-toxic. There are 22 different lawsuits. It's hard for me to believe that all of them are spun out of straw. You know, that they're not real lawsuits. They are all for sexual misconduct bordering on assault, it seems to me. So even if he settles this stuff, Mike, even if everything is settled and it's settled with non-disclosure agreements and nobody knows the details of it, it's hard for me to believe that there won't be a suspension by the NFL. I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
I think there has to be a suspension by the NFL.
It depends. Depends on the result of the civil suits. It depends. We don't know. We don't know. So suppose all of them or most of them would be dismissed somehow. Then there's a suspension? We don't know. And I'm okay with saying we don't know. But I will say this, Tony. Here's what I do know. People will forgive anything for pro football. They will. We've seen it. We've seen teams sign guys who've done things that you and I call each other up and say, are you kidding me? They're going to sign him now? And they sign him.
That's right.
And people, men and women, root for these teams. They wave the foam number one finger. They get the nachos out. They go to DraftKings or whatever it is. They do the thing. And they just want to see football. Let me say to you, having spent a lot of time in Cleveland, Ohio, the last 40 years covering either LeBron or the Browns or the Indians or whatever, they never been to the Super Bowl, Tone. They want to go. I'm not saying everyone's going to forgive him blanket, you know, sort of immunity. I'm not saying that. But there are a great many people. They just want to see their football team.
I understand why when the criminal charges never rose to the level where you'd have to go to court, that teams jumped in.
Right.
That they said, okay, this is a quarterback who was available to us. I thought they jumped in with a sort of unhealthy clamor to me. I would have laid back a little while longer. Understand he's a great player. It has a sort of an icky feel to me, and that's a word that I use advisedly.
Yeah.
And I believe in second chances, Mike. So I hope that when Deshaun Watson gets a second chance, that it will be sort of like Mike Vick in this regard. Michael Vick, when he came back, he said about the dog fighting and the killing of the dog, said, I'm terrible. It's awful. I should never have done that. There was true contrition. I don't see or feel any particular contrition now, which gets me, you know, I'm distant from this at the moment.
Yeah. Tony, I see all that. And I also see a runway by the time we get to August when training camp starts where
perhaps
people just start talking about how many yards down the field on average his passes are going. And they start zeroing in on those receivers. And they obsess about what this country, the primary culture in this country obsesses about is football in the fall. And all people will see
I think there will be some sort of suspension.
Maybe.
I do. The Atlanta Falcons have traded their longtime and former Super Bowl quarterback Matt Ryan to Indianapolis for a third-round pick. Indianapolis had previously given up on Carson Wentz. Well, Von Ryan hasn't had success in recent years, the kind of which he had earlier in Atlanta. What do you think of this?
Tony, to me, Ryan's done. I mean, his high water mark, and it was quite a high mark, was in the Super Bowl when he had, what, a 24-point lead on the Golden Boy. And they couldn't close it.
That's right.
It's not all his fault. It's not.
That's right.
But that's not the point. Since then, he hadn't done anything that's worth exclaiming over. I mean, there's no parades for Matt Ryan. Usually I look, you know, there's some guys who touched greatness or got near it. And Cam Newton's one of them. Cam Newton's done. Physically, you can see he's done. He can't play anymore. He can't do the things he used to do because the collisions that he's had for years are like a car accident, people tell us. At high speed, the crashes that he's had. All right, Matt Ryan maybe didn't have those, but the wear and tear on him for a double-digit career, a fine career. Yeah. Who's going to be critical of Matt Ryan whenever he retires? You just say, you know what? Kudos to you. But, like, so what? Now, so
this
what?
Is where we're going to differ. We're going to differ on this because I'm going to use Matthew Stafford as my guidepost. Matthew Stafford was in Detroit for 12 years in that wonderful AT&T commercial that he does. He says this was a life-changing trade, wasn't it? And then he winks, and it's very good. Matt Ryan was in Atlanta for 14 years. Matthew Stafford never reached the heights in Detroit that Matt Ryan reached in Atlanta. He never got anywhere near a Super Bowl in Detroit. Now, the last couple of years, they'd given up on Matt Ryan in Atlanta. They went all in on Deshaun Watson, which says we don't want Matt Ryan. I think this is going to work out for the Colts. I think the Colts are ready. All they need is the quarterback right now. Phillip Rivers got him to the playoffs. Carson Wentz was a failure. I think this will work out for Ryan. I'm amused that this is another NFC quarterback going to the AFC like Russell Wilson when he went to Denver. And I don't know when the musical chairs stop, what happens to Baker Mayfield? Because they've just signed. Atlanta just went and got Marcus Mariota.
Houston.
So I don't know what happens, but I think
Houston
it's a better move than you
four.
Do.
I just think he's done. I just think he's shot physically. How long can you do this?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, Matthew Stafford got out of Detroit while he still had some time left. And he was a few years younger, right? I mean,
Matt Ryan
had a team. You say they gave up on him. They didn't give up on him until he got to the Super Bowl. And then since then, it's
been... No. I mean, in the last couple of years. They've been ready to move. And so they move.
Right.
I think it helps him. I think Indianapolis will help. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should Aaron Rodgers feel about Devontae Adams going to the Raiders?
And we have a lot of big names on the move in baseball. Which one is the most intriguing? That guy in Colorado, I recognize him. I've seen him somewhere.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mail time. You ask the questions. We are contractually obligated to respond. Let me see what's first. I got my glasses ready to read this. Here we go.
Obligated.
Yep. How should Aaron Rodgers feel about Devontae Adams being traded to the Raiders?
You know, you get upset momentarily if you're Aaron Rodgers and you two have set records and you clearly have on-field chemistry that's as good as any quarterback receiver in the league. But this is the NFL. There's always a new somebody. Every time we're told that somebody's the greatest, you know, cornerback since, you know, I pick a cornerback, Mike, or since Woodson or somebody, there's another guy who comes up a week later. So somebody will mushroom up. There'll be a receiver in the draft or in free agency. By the middle of October, we'll be saying, oh, my God, this guy's the greatest player since. So let's not get crazy. They're replaceable. It's not the NBA where you need, like, one of a half dozen people in order to contend seriously for a championship. They'll find somebody for Aaron Rodgers.
So I'm going to disagree a little bit because it feels sort of like a Shakespearean tragedy to me in which Aaron Rodgers is in the role of the king or the prince, and he's too clever by half, and he is the agent of his own destruction. I can't imagine why he would be anything other than upset that Davante Adams has left. People say he knew about it. I don't know why he would have signed if he knew about it. I think that eventually he will rue the day that he stayed in Green Bay when he could have left, because now it's all on him, and let's see how he responds to that. The other point I want to make is, how about the AFC West at the moment? How about that? The Raiders have Davante Adams, and the Raiders got Chandler Jones, right? And Kansas City just got Juju Smith-Schuster for Mahomes to throw to. The Broncos, hello, they got Russell Wilson, and the Chargers, who had a quarterback, Justin Herbert, just got Khalil Mack. You think I could interest you in watching games from that division next year?
Yeah, but the notion that Aaron Rodgers' demise is going to happen because he lost Davante, I mean, what? Are you crazy? You don't think they can replace
Hamlet
a receiver?
And Macbeth,
you got
to
be in Jerry Rice?
Tragedies.
You
want to
go that far? You go
Hamlet
right ahead.
And Macbeth.
Yeah.
Which baseball hot stove move of the last 4 days intrigues you the most?
Freddie Freeman to the Dodgers to recap. Carlos Correa to the Twins. Chris Bryant, my man, wearing a championship ring already. So is Freeman, so is Correa. To the Rockies. Nick Castellanos to the Phillies. Trevor Story to the Sox. And Kenley Jansen to the Braves. I think Kenley Jansen could be in that. He's in that Matt Ryan position. I wonder how much he's got left. I'm going Freddie Freeman to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are 1 year removed from winning, and now they're going to add Freddie Freeman. So do they take a jump back past the Braves in the National League and get back to the World Series? That's what you're looking at with Freddie Freeman. And so I'd say him by default.
I agree with you on Freddie Freeman. I agree with you on Kenley Jansen that it's very possible there's an expiration date and he has passed the expiration date. That's very possible. I'll admit to you, I was dumbfounded when Correa went to the Twins, a middle-of-the-pack team that doesn't spend a lot of money, but he's got an out after the first year, an out after the second year, so maybe that's just a placeholder for him. Trevor Story going to the Sox, a right-handed pull hitter, power hitter, banging it off the monster 3 or 4 times a game is intriguing. Castellanos going to the Phillies, another big bat, but not a good fielder. Castellanos and Schwarber, not good fielders, and they have a problem there. The most interesting one to me is Chris Bryant, your boy.
Yeah.
Because he goes to a team that has no prospects at all in a division with the Dodgers, the Giants, and the
Padres.
Maybe
he gives them
prospects. He goes to a team that got rid of a better third baseman, Nolan Arenado. Last year, Nolan Arenado, the best of that. Trent Story just left. So I'm wondering, why does Bryant go there except for money? And why do they pay him the money?
Money.
So maybe
money,
it's
money,
just,
money.
Maybe
by
the
way, let me ask you this
questions
real quickly.
Money. Maybe.
If you have a right-hand pull hitter, he's supposed to be so special in Boston because he's banging it over the monster. What's wrong with a left-hand pull hitter hitting it down the line 240 feet to the pesky pole? What difference does it make which pull hitter you are in Boston?
That's fine. Well, because it's a much more inviting thing, a wall about 8,000
feet high. 240-yard right field pole?
2 feet
really?
From you. Enough email. Let's take one last break. It's still to come. Are we going to see Ben Simmons at all this season?
What? Like every week he has. Two major upsets in the women's bracket. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Pesky pole. I'd rather be a
left-handed pole hitter.
Lefty.
Okay. That's why Anthony Rizzo fits in very well with the Yankees.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 77th birthday yesterday, Pat Riley. Jerry West may have had the longest, greatest career in basketball history, but Riley is close. He was an All-American at Kentucky and played in the most culturally significant game ever when Texas Western beat Kentucky and hastened the widespread integration of college basketball. Riley was a fine player for the Lakers, but became an even greater coach, winning four NBA championships with the Showtime Lakers, then one more as coach of the Miami Heat, and two more after that as president and guiding force of the Heat.
Tony, his fingerprints are all over this edition of the Miami Heat. I mean, he and Eric Spoelstra, the most overused word in sports is culture. But the Miami Heat have a culture, and it's established by Pat Riley. You know, they're my pick to come out of the East, not the more popular picks of Philly and Brooklyn and even Milwaukee. Miami Heat, largely because of Pat Riley.
Happy anniversary, Marquette, on this day 45 years ago. Marquette, with Bo Ellis and Butch Lee, won its only NCAA championship by defeating North Carolina with Phil Ford and Walter Davis, 67-59. Both coaches, Dean Smith and Al McGuire, would wind up in the Hall of Fame. The enduring television image of that game focused on McGuire sitting on the bench crying as time wound down. That was the last game McGuire would ever coach. He left the bench, ended up in the TV booth alongside Billy Packer in the greatest basketball broadcasting combination of all time.
Tony, don't you think that Al McGuire was sort of the John Madden of college basketball? It was great when you got a game that Al McGuire was doing on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
There was nothing quite like that. He, like John Madden, so unique in that role.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
Thank you.
Happy trails, Draymond Green. Green had been in action for almost a week, so he was long overdue to get tossed. It happened last night in the third quarter of what would become a Golden State loss to San Antonio. The very, very vocal Green kept jawing at Murat Kogut until Kogut heard enough and excused Green from the rest of the game. In other Warriors news, Steph Curry said his injured foot is getting better every day, hopes to be back before the regular season ends, but James Wiseman's return delayed again by swelling in his sore right knee.
Yeah, James Wiseman's not going to be a factor even if he's back, Tony. Not to be that young and inexperienced with this group. But Tony, the Warriors are in that place now where even their first round series could very well be a dramatic one against a tough opponent.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Two seeds Baylor and Iowa both lost in the women's tournament. Which is the bigger deal?
Caitlin Clark goes out of the tournament with Iowa's loss. And watching Caitlin Clark was a cool thing. You can't do that anymore. Maryland hired Kevin Willard from Seton Hall as its new basketball coach. Is that a good fit for the Terps, Tony?
I honestly don't know, and I don't think you do either.
No.
Maryland basketball is a real big...
No.
I don't know yet. Your Blackhawks traded Marc-Andre Fleury to the Wild. Is that okay with you?
Fleury wanted to go to a contender, the Wild a contender. The Blackhawks had a disastrous season. This is understandable. Steve Nash says Ben Simmons is currently not even doing basketball activities, Tony. What does this mean?
If the coach says it, it means he's not coming back this year.
Doesn't sound
he's
like
not
it.
Going to play for this team. Last one, Heat, Sixers in Philly tonight. Who you got?
No Embiid, no Harden, both reportedly out. That means I got Miami winning again. Miami's going to wrap up a one seed reasonably soon.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I am Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. We'll be on the mothership. You can find us.
I hope so. We're not on today.
PTI.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is...
Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.